Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. You are transitioning it to management so that you can free up your time, so that you can pursue some other things that we're going to talk about. But I'd love for you to talk a little bit about little Erin and how you got to this point, because you're also a fabulous mom and wife, and you had the opportunity to travel for 6 months with your family. So people want that experience. So tell us how it all started.
Okay. I'm laughing about little Erin because it's so funny. Because sometimes the interesting thing is, like, even regardless of whatever you might accomplish in your life, it's like that little person inside of you is still in there nagging you at times with those insecurities and limiting beliefs that you know, were a part of you and remain a part of you. So I think it is important to talk about, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Basically, when I got out of college, I wanted to avoid the quote unquote real job for a couple of years and travel. And so I did that. I traveled for a couple of years, and ultimately I fell into the mortgage business in 2006. And at the time I thought, this looks like the life for me because it's freedom and flexibility. And I had this, you know, wanderlust in me and this travel bug. And so I thought, I want to be my own boss. I want to go to yoga in the middle of the day and then, you know, go to my closings in the afternoon and have this footloose and fancy free life. It looks so amazing. That's what I thought. And so I went 100% commission in 07. And by the summer of 2008, I had fallen flat on my face. I went 100% commission with no safety net, no savings, no systems in place, no game plan, and absolutely terrified of sales. I mean, to me, sales was a dirty word. And the last thing I wanted to be seen as to my friends was salesy. And so I basically ignored all the sales training that I got. And I just thought, I can do this organically. And so by the summer of 2008, I was about $35,000 in credit card debt. I had maxed all my credit cards. I got a referral for a client and I didn't have enough money for gas. So I had to ride my bike across town in the heat of July in Denver, Colorado. And I got there early to let the sweat dry off and you look professional. But unfortunately, the client got there early as well. And he walked in and introduced himself to me as my credit card was being declined for a $2 cup of coffee at Starbucks. And I remember thinking, that's the one I think has $2 on it. So I didn't know what to do. I remember I just lied and said, oh my gosh, that's so weird. It's my debit card. I'm going to have to call the bank because I didn't want to try another card. Anyway, he bought my coffee. And I just remember feeling like I'm at rock bottom. And I called my dad for advice. And he basically told me, you know, if you think you're going to be good at this, you do whatever it takes. And that's what I did. You know, I probably opened more credit cards, bought internet leads, whatever that means in 2008. And I hired coaches, attended seminars, and started reading business books. And you know, eventually just started plugging away with the advice I was getting. And for a couple of years, I felt I got to that sustainability and I was doing whatever it takes. But when I look back, I don't know that I felt that it was truly in alignment. So a lot of people, you know, approach change and, you know, going outside the comfort zone from a place of desperation or determination, right? And I was coming from desperation. So I was sucking it up and going through the motions and surviving this journey towards sustainability. But I wouldn't say that I was really having fun and enjoying it. And it wasn't until 2011 when somebody gifted me the book, The Go-Giver, that I had this paradigm shift, that I stopped looking at myself as a salesperson trying to get deals to survive and instead focused on giving more value than I hoped to receive in payment. And it ultimately developed into a strategy that allowed me to double my mortgage business over and over again and became something that I started teaching in real estate companies and finding that I wasn't alone with this discrepancy between who we are, the bright lights that shine within us, and this need to, you know, pay the bills and go get deals. And so there's a lot of servant-hearted people out in the world starting businesses because they're passionate about their craft or the level of service they want to give, but they're struggling with this disconnect between who I am and then putting on my business hat to go get deals, right? So it turns out I wasn't alone, and the strategy started to help others and became the content of my book, Pursuing Freedom. But what also happened is that I got to a place of complete and utter burnout. So I was working 24/7. I was pregnant with my second child. The women that I met that were doing more business and volume than I was admitted to putting their kids to bed and working until 1 o'clock in the morning. And I just remember thinking, I'm surviving now again. Like, I was surviving the journey to sustainability, and now I'm surviving my success. And once again, I just felt like this doesn't look like the vision I had when I started. Freedom and flexibility, right? Having the ability to take a vacation and not be tethered to your phone. And so since then, I started teaching business planning and lifestyle design workshops, and ultimately helping others figure out that the goal is to build a life you don't need a vacation from. That's my motto. And so when your business and your life become out of alignment, sometimes we have to do the scary thing to take the wheel back of our life and be willing to restructure our business to support the lifestyle vision we had when we started. So not one or the other, right? But like, achieving success without the expense of your happiness and your ability to be present with your loved ones and live a big life. And that's why I love your podcast, because in the intro, it says playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. And that's it. It's like, that's exactly the motto that I live by. So I love your podcast, and I love what you're doing here, because it's really important.
Well, I love the term you just said, build a life you don't need a vacation from. And oh my gosh, isn't that the truth? I mean, you work to live, you don't live to work, right? And so it's an important thing for people to understand that we only have one life, and people that are on their deathbed don't say, I wish I'd worked harder, right? So it's, you know, the issue is to design a life that you want. And you've done that. And what I love about, you know, the time that we've been working together, what I hear from you is you've also designed it for the people that are part of your team. You're interested in them having a life as well. And so that's part of that go giver. And I know Bob Berg would be delighted to hear. I'm going to make sure he gets his podcast, because he's a good friend. But it's really important for people to understand that when you talk about service instead of sales, you end up creating that relationship with customers, not just a transaction. So I love that. And so when you turned around and you decided to do this again, you brought other people in. One of the things that I love about working with you is that you brought in your best friend, you brought in family members, and they're still very happy. And a lot of times that doesn't work out. So it really is proof in the pudding that you created an environment for people to be able to have quality of life. And so I think that's really important. Talk a little bit about the importance of those systems and the transition you're making right now in being able to go into a field of helping other women.
Well, I will say that I have a very deep-rooted belief and truth within me that, who is it, Jim Rohn that said, you can have everything you want in life as long as you help others get what they want. I genuinely believe that the moment I stopped chasing, I started attracting more than I could ever imagine. And what I mean by that is that unlimited sales, abundance, income, et cetera, that comes as the byproduct of creating a space in a chaotic industry for amazing humans. So for me, the more I pour into my team members and ensure that their success never becomes their albatross, like, I want this business or anyone's business to be a vehicle or a conduit to power an amazing life, not become something that robs you of your life. And so when I start to see my team members surviving success or suffering because the volume is starting to exceed their capacity, I'm interested in investing in creating a foundation that supports them living an awesome life, because I've seen what the business can do. It's a powerful thing, whether you're in the real estate industry or not. It's like, whatever business you're building, when you create success, it's a beautiful thing because it can power an awesome life. But when it starts to compress you energetically, emotionally, et cetera, your vibrancy starts to be reduced, your light becomes dim, and all of a sudden it becomes a grind. And that's the moment at which you recognize that you've reached a new ceiling where you have to be willing to restructure to move to the next level so that you can continue to grow the success of your business while increasing your life, you know, life joy factor, I guess, right? So yeah, within my team, I'm really passionate about that, but I also love helping other business owners do the same work to approach the business from a lifestyle design, right? So like, how do you want to live? How do you want to feel? How do you want to show up in the lives of the people that matter to you personally and professionally? Then figure out what you're going to do to make that feeling happen, to make that life come alive. And that's what excites me. Like that, this is what gets me high. It's just, I love seeing people's light turn on and all of a sudden it just clicks. And I feel that a lot of times your light is on when you're laughing, when you're having fun, when you're giving back, when you're making a contribution, when you see you're making an impact in someone else's life. And if we can tap into that bright light within you, then we can figure out what you're going to do and what boxes need to be checked, right? Where I feel like a lot of the traditional training is about, let's figure out how to go get those deals and make that money. And what boxes do we need to check? And we forget about the soul within.
Yeah. So I talk all the time, particularly when I released Exo Rich, is when you start a business, do you start it wanting to work until the day you die? Or do you start it because you want to build a financial foundation that give you your time back and give you financial freedom? Everybody says B, right? That's what they want. But most people don't do that. They build A. And so because they don't build it structurally the way with systems and the ability to scale with designing your life in mind. So again, I love your term, success becomes the albatross, because we see that over and over again. People are tied to it and they can't get free of it. So what you've created is a very highly successful mortgage company and investing in the people around you. But your goal is that you also want to do something new. So talk a little bit about what you're being able to build these systems to free up your time to pursue what you want to do.
Sure. So when I published the book Pursuing Freedom in 2016, it kind of talks you through the specific strategy on how to build your business by referral in a way that feels easy, authentic, and fun. Just be yourself, increase your referrals, have more fun growing your business. And at the end of the book, I talk about the importance of scaling, because I started to scale in 2014. And since then, probably since 2014, I've been teaching this lifestyle and business design workshop here in this little microcosm of Colorado, and seeing that when we teach people this process around setting goals from the heart versus the head, there's a much greater probability of not only accomplishing those goals, but having fun doing that. And what I mean by that is that if I give you a blank piece of paper and say, all right, Sharon, tell me your goals for 2022. And you start thinking these goals into existence from your head, and you start thinking, well, I should probably do X amount in volume or income because that's what's realistic, or what I should do based on what I've done before, or I should do this because that's what's working for this guy, or I should do this because that's what my manager or my mentor told me I should do. You're shooting all over yourself. And it's as soon as you start thinking like, I want to dream big. If I were to tap into my heart and say, it would be amazing to dot, 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 then my head starts giving me like all the buts. But you can't, but that's not realistic, but that's too much work, but how, et cetera. And so what I love teaching people how to tune into the heart, turn up the volume of those really big, huge, ridiculous goals, hopes, wishes, and dreams, and turn down the volume of the brain for a minute so that we can put the pin in the GPS to some location that is maybe foreign and uncomfortable, but extraordinary, and have faith that before we know how, we have to be willing to set those dreams to be able to put the path into existence, to be able to let that path unfold. And so I do some group coaching programs and workshops. And actually, I don't know when this is gonna air, but I do an annual free virtual event that people can attend to work through this process of arriving at a simple one-page plan. And that one-page plan covers your top 10 goals, personal and professional. And we work through some scheduling and time management to really help people take the wheel of their life first, and then take the wheel of the business to organize it to support that lifestyle vision. So it's kind of a backwards approach to how to run your business starts with how do you want to live your life? And then we figure out how to run the business that provides the life.
Well, I love that. So Erin, we've talked a lot about your mortgage business and now this new initiative. How can people find you?
Sure. So there's tons of free resources and tools that you can download at pursuingfreedom.com/resources. There's one there that's Transform Your Real Estate Business, Double, Triple, Quadruple Your Referrals in 90 Days. It's just a little ebook. But I think that the principles are transferable across industries for entrepreneurs, business owners. And you can follow me on Instagram at Pursuing Freedom Official. I love hearing from people. If you have questions or feedback, I love connecting and meeting people. And I love the world that we live in now that's so interconnected thanks to social media and all this good stuff.
Well, I love it because you walk the talk. You've really lived what you speak and what you teach. And so it's something that is really great and very inspirational for people understanding that they're in a rut. And many people, I think, will tie into that concept of success as an albatross. And so we're going to hang out with me and we're going to do another recording for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the downside and how to get through that and how to step outside the comfort zone as well as your daily habits. So for those of you watching and listening, if you've not joined the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, we don't really promote it. We got over 3,000 people that have said they want to play a bigger game. They want to be number one in their field, live their legacy, and create maximum impact. So come in there and get some more specific guidance from Erin Bradley. Thank you so much, Erin. I so appreciate you. And thank you for sharing how people can find you, because I really believe you set an incredible example for people, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Sharon, so much.
Well, and all of you, thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And please give us a review, share it with your friends, because we're here to serve you and to support you in creating the next best chapter of your life. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.